93.9. And our guest today is Casey Williams, and she's with the Green Country Village Senior Living Community, and she's the residency director. Always great to have you on board, and welcome to the K1 studios again.
It's good to be back.
All righty.
Our second time together.
It is. Time just flies. And I'm going to be coming out for a visit pretty soon just to take a look-see with my own peepers and see what's going on out there. Because every time I hear the commercials, I hear the residents talking, and they're having fun. And I kind of want to see what all that fun is all about.
It is everywhere. You know, that's what makes us so special is the residents, of course, mm-hmm. and there is such a variety of residents that we have at Green Country, and there's so many opportunities for them to engage with each other, with the community, but like those commercials, you know, they love the happy hour, they love the games, they love going to events here in town and out of town, mm-hmm. so, you know, it just depends on what you like to do. I think we have it at Green Country.
Indeed you do. I've been hearing so many testimonials about it. A little bit of something for everyone. It's a very safe community. It's something that if you're the offspring of a person who might be a seasoned citizen, you might want to take a look into this because it's not what you would have thought maybe 20, 30 years ago as far as a place for mom and dad to spend some of their golden years.
Absolutely. You know, oftentimes when adult children come to visit, they're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Can we move in?
Yeah, because of all the activity going on.
Well, and also just all the services. And I'm mm-hmm. like, are you older than 55? Yes, you can move in here because the food's great. Housekeeping's awesome. You lock that door and forget about your, you know, about your responsibilities so that you could travel or you can mm-hmm. Go out into the community and do your thing.
and you know, that's kind of a nice little reward for a lifetime spent of hard work and responsibilities. And you can top it off with a relatively carefree living in a very secure environment. First of all, tell everybody where Green Country Village Senior Living Community is located, Casey.
Well, it's 1025 Swan Drive, mm-hmm. and we are a stone's throw from Taco Bell and Walmart. I mean, those aren't the prettiest landmarks, but they are handy.
They're visible.
They are visible. And then we do have 26 acres surrounding Green Country. Mm-hmm. So those are great landmarks, but don't think that they're in your front yard.
Very good. So if you do want to do some light shopping or get a tasty treat, it's just right there.
Right
so
there.
So you got it. Plus, you have a lot of other dining choices up and down the boulevard, as they say, and mm-hmm. adjoining thoroughfares as well. But you also have food service right there.
Absolutely. We have meals there in the dining room. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to join in the dining room. If you're not feeling so well or you're not in the mood, we can deliver it to your apartment.
That's very, very good. Mm-hmm. Now, when we think of the different activities that come up, you're talking about people, you know, actually kind of going on, you know, little trips and everything, but some of that is independent. But we also have group activities, correct?
Right. Group activities on-site and off-site. Mm-hmm. We've got book clubs on the property. Mm-hmm. We also have Bible studies. We have social time, games, movie night. Let me think. Guy night, ladies lunch. Uh-huh. So, you know, it just depends on what you want to do. We've got it. You know, I was excited to read the Examiner Enterprise this weekend about, mm-hmm. And I got to be involved with that, with the Southern Living.
Yes.
Naming us the fifth best place to retire. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing that I really started thinking about when I was talking about that article is, you know, we used to be called Green Country Village Retirement Community.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can retire from your profession and you can retire from your job, but now we are called Senior Living because you're not retiring from your life.
No, you're just making a nice little change, an upgrade, some would say.
Absolutely, a downsize upgrade. And so that was kind of a nice way for me to think of it is, I would love for people to retire from their professions here in Bartlesville because mm-hmm. we have such a wonderful community. Mm-hmm. I was noticing that we were being compared to towns much larger than ours.
In the Southern Living article, you bet.
Yes.
I was really shocked. I mean, we're in really good company.
We are in great company. And those places look beautiful. I would love to visit. I love Bartlesville because we are kind of a big city in a small town with all the amenities and the arts and, you know, the beautiful restaurants that we have here. And so when seniors decide to retire and move to Green Country, either in Bartlesville or if they want to be close to their kids, that happens a lot too.
Oh, yeah.
They can get around town easily. Like you said, you got your way around town pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, very easily, yeah.
And so so they have that feel of being able to go to the symphony, being able to go to the ballet, but it's a seven-minute drive.
As opposed to 70 or 2 hours.
Right, absolutely. And so that makes it great, you know, for our residents that either want to still do that kind of stuff, we can take them or they can drive themselves. It's really up to that resident. So
that's really cool. And you really hit the nail on the head about Bartlesville being a great community, not only to raise your kids, but it's also a great community to stick around and watch your grandkids grow and flourish too, because they're going to be around. I mean, so often you have communities where the kids decide, well, let's find something else. Well, there are a lot of people that call this home and they stay home. Mm-hmm. And why should you move away from them when you have the perfect opportunity to stay right here with some pretty relatively carefree living?
Absolutely. And I have had several residents that say, my mom lived here. Mm-hmm. And I've only worked at Green Country for a couple of years now, but they're like, did you ever know so-and-so? That was my mother-in-law. And I didn't remember them, but that tells me a lot about how they feel about Green Country. If they entrusted their mom or dad to us and then now are choosing to live there.
It's become a legacy destination.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, again, going back to what you were saying is then, their children and grandchildren live here. They can lock their door and go to the baseball game, go to the dance recital, and really enjoy that time with their family.
Now, when we talk about having so many different options, when it comes to senior living, no two seniors are the same, although many have shared interests.
Sure, absolutely.
But everyone is an individual, and I imagine that we have a variety of different settings and different things that people can choose from when they choose to come to Green Country Village Senior Living.
Well, and I'm assuming that you're referring to maybe some of our levels of care.
Yes.
So oftentimes people start at independent living, and as their needs change, they can either choose to have home health, companion care in their apartment. You know, we say what you would do in your home is what we encourage here. So physical therapist comes to your independent living apartment, we're great with that.
Sure.
And if you want a little more hands-on and your needs are changing and you want to move from independent living to assisted living,
yes,
you are welcome to. And our residents get, you know, right of first refusal. And some people choose to move just directly from their home to assisted living because maybe they just want a little bit of hands-on or medicine management.
Yes.
That takes that responsibility of not having to set up your pills or bring in an agency to do that for you. Because our beautiful, wonderful, caring staff in our assisted living and memory care, if you are watching a movie with the rest of the residents, they're going to come up to you with your medication when it's time. Or if it's at a mealtime or if it's in your apartment, you're not going to say, oh my gosh, I forgot my 2 o'clock dose. It's here is your 2 o'clock dose. And you
relief.
Go back to, yeah, you go right back to what you were doing. And also our nurses work with the pharmacies and physicians to manage that medication.
Wow.
So let's say that your dose changes. You don't need to arrange that with a pharmacy. It goes directly to our nursing staff. Our nursing staff talks to the pharmacy. And so as far as just taking that weight of responsibility off of the resident, I know it also gives the adult children peace of mind. A lot of times they're like, I don't think mom's managing her meds like she should, or I noticed there was a few pills left in her medicine. You know, this is why we are looking into assisted living. So that's a nice thing. And then we have our memory care for people with cognitive issues.
Very, very good. We are talking with Casey Williams with Green Country Village Senior Living, Community Resident Director. Now, with the memory care, all of us from time to time, well, we get a little forgetful because, let's put it this way, this old hard drive between our ears has been flooded with a lot of information over the years.
Right.
And not just because you forget something once in a while does it mean that you have a serious problem, but it is something that I think a lot of people at least get checked out and what have you. But, you know, it is a fact that when we grow older, sometimes, you know, one slips past the goalie. You know, you forget a little bit.
Sure. I mean, lost keys or forgetting someone's name wouldn't be what I would consider a cognitive issue or what we would hear as dementia or Alzheimer's.
No, not at all.
But what you might find in a loved one is repeated stories, like in the same conversation. So they may say it almost like on a reel. You might notice that they can remember things way far back when they were young adults, but they can't really remember maybe a phone call that you had that morning or the night before. Mm-hmm. So short-term memory is oftentimes a good indicator. You will notice maybe some agitation and irritation.
Frustration
that is unlike your loved one. And so when you start seeing that, you might consider talking to your parent's physician and maybe seeing a neurologist, because there are things and medications that can assist to ease maybe some of the symptoms or some of the issues. But as far as then learning how to maneuver this,
how to navigate, how to navigate it,
and so one thing about our memory care is we have Heartfelt Connections, which is a training specifically for our staff members for people with cognitive issues. Of how to, there's a term called sundowning, and that's that agitation and irritation that that I was talking about, and it, oftentimes it's late afternoon. Typically, residents are tired, and they get very confused. They get agitated, and there are things that we can do to decrease that agitation, and there's specific things that we are learning about as a memory care community to help really help that resident, you know, have a lovely quality of life.
That's great. That's reassuring, too, because, you know, you have professionals on site that really know what to look for and really know how to mitigate the circumstances and what have you. Left to our own as children of seasoned citizens, we might get it wrong, and the results might not be too pretty.
Well, and sometimes I think I know that people really want their loved one to stay at home as long as possible.
I think that's the overall goal.
And however, when you are no longer able to care for your loved one, or the spouse can't care for the loved one, and it's beyond their capabilities, it really is unfair to everyone to stay at home longer. So it's highly stressful for the caregiver. It is the care that our loved one isn't getting. Maybe they're not as clean as you would want them to. Maybe they're bored because they don't know how to work the TV anymore. Well, there's other things that a community like our Lakeview Memory Care actually does that's specific to memory issues. And so lots of music, lots of movement, games that are specific to people with cognitive issues. So it's a great place. It's a one I would trust my own parents' lives to it.
We're talking with Casey Williams with Green Country Village Senior Living. She's the community resident director there. And if people have a question, they can always go to your website or even drop you an email or call. Hey, there's a novel thought, picking up the phone.
What? And you can even text me even, too. I've got a cell phone. Yeah, I'm modern. So we're just greencountryvillage.com, pretty simple. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 918-335-2086. And if you call that and you need my work cell phone mm-hmm. number, they will happily give it to you. You can throw me a text. You can call me, and I would love to talk to you about you or your loved one.
A lot of seniors these days, they stay so active, and that is really, I'm watching my mom enjoy herself in her golden years. And I said, how do you do it? Because, you know, I've seen our relatives 15-20 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're kind of where you are now. And they would just kind of smile an awful lot, but they really weren't. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, you know, I read. I do puzzles. I have conversations with friends, and, you know, I stay on top of the game. It's real easy to sit around, watch TV, and then the next thing you know, it's dinner time and you missed lunch. And she didn't want to be that person. And her friends are very like-minded. They don't want to be that person either, so they made up their minds. You know, by golly, next week is their high school class reunion.
Oh, fun.
And there's a little competition there to see who's
squared away and doing it right.
Still happening, you know.
Yeah, you bet.
So they got quite a few of their classmates that are still around, and they're really looking forward to it. I don't know how late they're going to stay out. I'm a little worried about that, but, you know.
Have her call you when she gets in.
She's a big girl.
That's right. She's an adult. She has been an adult for a little bit. But, you know, you're going back to that social uh-huh. and that active lifestyle mm-hmm. that keeps you young at heart, young at mind, mm-hmm. and a place like Green Country Village, you walk out the door and you have a friend. And is so critical mm-hmm. to all of us, you know, all of us. Mm-hmm. And so, that's what's important. I hope your mom has a blast and stays up till 8:30 or 9 or whatever.
She said late. She said back in her day they didn't have Facebook or cameras attached to your telephone or even telephones that went with you. So she said we have to be kind of cognizant about what we're talking about and what we're saying. Yeah. I said, yeah, well, you should anyway, right, Mom? Wink, wink.
Wink,
yeah,
wink. Sure. Uh-huh. So, make sure they have permission before they post it on Facebook. Get her good side.
Yeah, these were kids back in the mid-50s. Mm-hmm. And they're having a blast right now. They're having the time of their lives. And I really see a lot of upside with the folks who are in that age range right now. And it sounds like this is a really good matchup for anyone who, like you say, it's a 55-plus community. Mm-hmm. So we take it. People are living longer.
Yep,
so,
they are.
They
are. We would just love to have you all come out for a staycation or for a meal or for a community appointment.
And again, the website?
www.greencountryvillage.com.
All righty, that is very good. Casey, I want to thank you very much for being here with us today. It's always a pleasure. And I do believe next Tuesday I'm going to be out there on Swan Drive there with you and taking a look at everything and seeing things firsthand for myself and just the great kind of care and the wonderful facility and the great style of living that our seniors are enjoying. And I think this is going to be a blast. And I want to thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, you're welcome, and I can't wait to show you around.
All righty, thank you very much. And you've been listening to One on One with the Pros right here on K1. I'm Tom Davis, and we'll have more coming up here in just a moment. So please stay tuned.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into